Jia Wang is an ice climatologist at the NOAA Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab. Wang says ice cover for the winter was expected to be about average.
We didn't expect that this much ice cover.
Wang says colder temperatures from late January through February sped up the freezing process. Meteorologist Matt Zika with the National Weather Service office in Marquette, Michigan, says the lake might reach 95% to 98% ice coverage this week, but he says it's difficult for the lake to freeze completely.
Just because there's always moving sheets of ice based off the wind flow across the lake.
The last time Lake Superior froze completely was in 1996. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.